waste to energy proponents compare themselves to landfill and to brown coal energy. And these facilities stack up quite well compared to those. You avoid methane from landfill, which is a potent greenhouse gas, and you obviously miss out the fossil carbon from brown coal energy. In the future, hopefully we'll be getting most of our energy from renewable sources, so you won't have that offset and you'll be burning a lot of plastic in your waste, which is fossil carbon.
So can it be sustainable in that regard?
Absolutely. I think if you have a system that you're looking to extract as many recyclables out of the waste before you burn it, so putting it through source separation at households and businesses, but also putting it through mechanical processes that pull out the resources there and recycle them rather than putting them to fuel. And if you focus on getting things like metals, glass, plastics, even some of the cardboard and paper out, then you're going to have a better environmental outcome than if you just treat all that stuff as fuel.
A lot of ifs there. How realistic do you think it is, considering that that sort of result would require a lot of effort from households themselves?
Victorians are very good at recycling. Most households do the right thing in terms of diverting recyclables, and a few councils are making continual improvement to their curbside services that are getting the last about 10 to 20% of households who aren't good recyclables to focus a bit more on recycling, and that's mainly about shrinking the size of the garbage bin or collecting it less frequently. Businesses are probably more of a challenge, but a lot of businesses are good at recycling too. But there will need to be somewhere in the process where the waste gets mechanically sorted and material gets extracted from it.
Especially in the past 12 months since this so-called recycling crisis began to make headlines, waste to energy, politically speaking, seems to have gained a bit of momentum. There are around 30 on the cards across Australia right now, including one here in Ballarat. Do you see waste to energy as being a practical and useful thing to add into the mix when it comes to solving Australia's recycling woes?
Yeah, absolutely. Energy recovery is a better option than landfilling. But I guess the example you're giving is the difference between short-term and long-term thinking. The short-term crisis, if you like, is that China and now some other countries don't want to take contaminated recyclables. The response is, what else can we do with it? Let's build an energy recovery facility. And that might be fine, but if we've been building an energy recovery facility that's got a life of 30, 40, 50 years, we're locking ourselves into that as a long-term future. We need to design whatever system we've got that allows the fossil carbon to get diverted out of the waste stream and focus on getting our energy from biomass, the garden, the food waste, potentially agricultural and forestry residues.
So what waste in particular are you talking about trying to get out of the waste stream here, going to these waste energy plants? I'm assuming plastics, that sort of thing?
Well, plastics and other synthetics, which is, a very large and growing part of the waste stream, is what we need to look to get out through both source separation and mechanical recovery. And there will reach a point where the environmental impact of getting that plastic out for recycling exceed the environmental impacts of burning it for energy. But we need to make sure we design a facility that in the future we can get to that point. So it might be for the first 10 or 15 years of whatever energy facility we build, we do burn the plastic because it is offsetting coal. But over time, as we get more and more renewable energy, we have the systems in place that we can extract that plastic.
Europe has been using these facilities since the end of the Second World War, rather. What lessons have we taken from Europe that could be applied here?
Look, Europe's a bit of a different situation, that they do have this history of burning their waste rather than landfilling it. And they've, in a lot of the countries, particularly to the north, they get benefit from the heat all year round. They use that for community or industrial heating. There's obviously been work to clean up the technology. Historically, there's been issues with toxic emissions from the facilities. That's not really an issue anymore. And there are large facilities located in the middle of major cities, so that's not such an issue.
How do these stack up economically here in Australia?
Look, it's yet to be seen. It probably depends if the users have got year-round use for the heat. So if you're generating power, obviously you get an income from that. But if you've got a year-round user for the heat, there's benefit there. But certainly looking in other parts of the world, the gate fees tend to be higher than landfill costs here.
Do you think the public has a good understanding of how these things actually work?
Probably not. I think it is new territory in Australia, and I think people are going to need more information about what the options are. There are a whole range of technologies. So I think it's really a case of not just jumping onto something that sounds good compared to landfill. Landfill's a bad option.